Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show.
Back again, Leslie T. Travis. Good morning.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Well.
Yes?
Yeah, the British Open started. The Open Championship.
Right.
I just like the British Open. It just sounds better. We got, you know,
sounds
the U.S. Open.
Very regal.
Yeah. But they're playing at Carnoustie.
Where?
Carnoustie.
Okay.
That's a fine golf course.
I am not a golfer. It just seems strange to...
I'm an ex-golfer.
An ex-golfer? It just seems weird to walk around chasing a little white ball everywhere.
No, if you ever... You ever hit a ball and you hit it pure, it makes you want to hit more.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, the zone Bregman's in right now.
Right.
Hitting a baseball pure.
So. Boy, I hope he comes back that way. And I hope that Springer got kind of knocked out of his slump over the
Maybe
All-Star
so.
Break. That'd
Maybe
be nice.
So.
Let's get everybody back.
Need to get Altuve heated back up again, too.
Back and hitting and healthy. That'd be great.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana. Let's talk to Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Mike, what's up?
Well, I wish I could send this rain your way.
I've been watching it rain, watching all that rain over there for the last 2 days. I'm going, man, I wish we could get some of that, or at least get the cloud cover off of it anyway.
Good Lord. I mean, you know, I'm blessed with the cloud cover and cool days, but I'm tired of running from thunderstorms.
I bet you are.
Day before yesterday, we sat in a little metal building down there, and it rose okay for 3 hours. Wait for it to mist to get by. So, it's all good. Grass is growing good. Got to mow about every 3 days, so. Got to mow it either it's wet or not. Okay, I mean, it's just unbelievable how fast it grows. I mean, you mow it one day, and the next morning it looks like you hadn't even mowed. But it's all good. Getting ready for the big tournament next week. Miss Darlene, she's chomping that bit. She's coming down for 10 days. She's been counting down the days. So... But, no, fishing still, I mean, red fishing's crazy. River bumped up a little bit over the weekend and kind of messed my grass fishing up for a day or two, but I got back on them again yesterday. And I bull red fish this morning till, I don't know, 11:30, and that west wind kept pumping and pumping and pumping, and finally got a little too swelly for us. We had to give it up.
Yeah.
Biggest problem was sharks, so the mullet moved in there and always fishing bogeys, and all of a sudden the mullet started coming in, and when them mullet come, the sharks come with them. They're talking about shark week. I've got it going on here.
Well, I've been watching it all week, and man, I'm ready to get in the water.
Oh, yeah, there's a shortage of sharks. You ain't heard about that, right?
Right, yeah. There ain't no shortage of them boogers, I can tell you that.
Right, I just saw a deal on Yahoo or something I was looking at a while ago, and the people in Florida was had just like a headboat deal, and they was catching sharks. Had a little shark on him. About a 500-pound Goliath come up and slurped him up. Pretty cool video. They call them the trash disposals of the sea. But my trout, they come in the other day, you know. Last week, I didn't talk to you last week.
No, I never to get a hold of you last week.
Yeah, well, that one morning, I was off that day. I think I slept the phone. Anyhow, them trout come in on that last moon, and it was interesting. But we caught some big trout. And, I mean, slap full of eggs, you know, in July, come on. Spawn in July.
Yeah, they just don't go all off at once. You know, we got a lot of fish right now. They're still full of eggs also.
Right. You know, I mean, we even had some bigger trout than we had in earlier spring. That was a really nice trout. Didn't catch a lot of them, but once you caught, really, really good. So, but they're all gone. I can't find them out. They swam back out to the deep blue. You know, the fishing's picking up slowly. It ain't just knock lights out, but it is picking up some really nice fish being caught. 160, 170 class type fish being caught. Like I said, you can't go load the boat. I was offshore Saturday and had some great people, man, wife, son. But they'd never been fishing, and it was a little too much of them on the middle of the field. We had three bites all day, never got one in the boat. Didn't have the bite. Talking to the captains out there on the radio while we was out there, I mean, we're marking fish like crazy. The fish come up a couple of times here and tell you, got on top, but they just can't make them eat. And they're on something out there that we cannot match that. There's no shortage of them. We can't make them eat.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank God for redfish, but they'll eat anything.
Yeah, now you talk about the feral hog of the bay system. There you go.
There you go. Absolutely. We come back in yesterday, off them bulls, went back in to catch some of them keepers on the grass. And the very first cast I made, I hooked a fish, you know, and back this story up. I've been coming up this little bayou, and it runs from 12 to 16 foot, and then comes up to a little break. It's got grass on the side of the little grass flat. Yeah, we just come up through there, kind of bumping the bottom along, and I'm marking fish like crazy. I mean, big marks. And I seen some gator gar rolling and stuff. I said, I had some gator gar I'm marking. And so we get up there, that guy has a grass flat. And the very first cast I made, I hooked this fish. And I said, it just was real weird way it started off biting me. And I handed it off to a gentleman. I was like, here, I guess a big old gator gar. I said, if it's not, I said, I don't want to catch it. He said, well, I'll catch it. Look, fine, that thing came up. And it's probably he'd be in the top five bull red fish I ever caught.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know if Rusty posted them pictures up or Darlene, but you'll see that picture. And the guy's fire hugging him, and his friend standing beside him, and it goes across both their bodies, just big around, fat. And I don't know. Brandon Ballet called me last night about a trip. We was talking about it. He said, I'm telling you, and I've come to the conclusion that them big bull reds like that get in them bayou, all them mullet are in there, they don't leave. And I agree with it. I think we're just not fishing them bayous in the way that you need to be, you know, really going there and bear down on them and fish them and see what that is. I agree with him. I mean, there's tons of mullet in there and tons of crab. Why would they leave it?
Right.
You know, so I think we just drive past them fish every day. They're not fishing. These guys I had here, I got them again today. You know, I mean, they're two sticks. And I told just that. You know, the old man, we'll spend some time in the bayou. Now it's more. That's what's really going on in here. They said, we're all in. Good. So I'm going bass fishing today. How's that?
That'll work.
Yeah.
Where are you going to fish at?
I'm fishing down there off of Octave, out of Keeby Scout and stuff, all them I use the graduate, get the graduate class off of them. And, you know, the strange, it ain't strange. The problem we're having with all this rain and stuff and wind is I'm not seeing the bait like I want to. Now, when we were red fishing yesterday, it was stupid. You know, there was plenty of bait, but I was kind of protected early in the morning. But once that wind really got up, got to put them swells in there, you know, it got just kind of unbearable to fish. But all that inside stuff, that shallow water stuff, that rain and wind's keeping that bait down. And, you know, the day before yesterday, I don't know how many miles I went just looking for bait. I mean, I kind of got the thing my customer thought I was crazy, you know, because I'd slow down and then I'd pick back up and keep running, you know. And I just never could push that bait up or find it. And I might have had to go on a pond day before yesterday to catch some fish. This rain's just getting that bait beat down, you know. It's just not up on top and I can't see it.
Right.
You know, then your confidence is not there then. So, you know, there's no birds working with the rain and wind blowing and stuff. So, you know, it's makes for a tough day again, you know.
Well, it makes you have to do all that trial and error fishing.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
There ain't no signs, man. I hate it when it's like that.
Might
as well go bass fishing because that's what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, it's just that's what's going on. Right? You know, you can get in a few protected areas and find a mullet.
Right.
But you know, I come into a little bay or something, and you know, I'm looking for mullet jumping or something, and I hadn't seen a mullet dump. I seen some yesterday when we was bull red, but as far as the bays and ponds and stuff like that, I ain't seen a mullet dump in 3 or 4 days. So,
how much rain are y'all getting out of that weather that's coming out of the Gulf over
there?
Oh,
Lord, we're soaked.
Really?
Week before last, we got 10 inches.
I remember that. You know, that's when we had that pretty good rain, too, you know.
Right. It's just according to where the sail goes, you know. Day before yesterday, we got hammered all down river. Venice got hammered at the marina. I mean, they had some bad lightning and stuff at the marina. And then I get back to camp 10 miles from Venice, you know, Dearest, and I didn't get a drop. Then yesterday, I dodged it all day yesterday until coming in, I hit a little squall in the river. Wasn't too much to it. I get Marina and Bill Butler, one of the owners, he was just pulling up. He said, "Well, just put some soap on your boat, because when you get the fish, you're going to get it washed." And I get back in on this flood, you know. So, it's making for interesting. Offshore, it's kind of out. It's kind of out right now. You just can't afford to go out there. I don't know if you looked at the radar, but I mean,
no, it's solid rain out there. You know, I was looking at that Tuesday, and I'm going, man, they're getting hammered over there.
Yep. And the big problem, like where I got hung up day before yesterday, that stuff's coming from the west, kind of moving southeast. And once it hits that river, gets on that, you know, what little bit of land there is, it just kind of sets there for a while. And so that's what got me hung up day before yesterday. It just wouldn't move on. I was just out on that water, it'll move. But
yeah.
Once it gets up on this river, it's a different story. But it's all good. The bright side of it is no sun and been pretty cool. Matter of fact, one of my guys yesterday got cold chills. It drizzled on him a little bit
there. Cold day in July.
He didn't have no rain gear. And it rained just enough for us to get wet. And that wind blowing, he said, "Yep, I got goosebumps. I see that." It's July. So, that's crazy.
Well, everything's out in the Gulf right now. I'm looking on radar, and it's moving away from you. It's kind of moving out in the Gulf or over towards Florida a little bit, so. Few showers over by Gulfport, but nothing major. The boots clean this morning. All up the river up your way at all. It's all clear right now.
Yep, this first morning, I'm headed to the marina right now. It's the first morning I hadn't had a lightning show. So, you know, that really makes you feel good when you watch a lightning show going to the marina.
Hey, I'm not into that, man. Putting in the boat and watching lightning spray everywhere and going, boy, we'll be sitting at the dock a while this morning.
Yep. You know, my two guys I'm fishing right now, they are a blast. They're older gentlemen and can fish and knowledgeable. And that one told me, he said, if I see one boat to lightning, we go into the marina. I said, okay. I'm all with you.
Said, I'm with you, brother. I'll be right on your heels.
That's right. If you go to that marina, I'm definitely going with you because I'm driving.
That's it. All right, Mike, I got a roll already. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over to Venice.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at rjhuntingfishing.com.
All right, Mike. Have a good one. Watch that old lightning, man.
I will. Thank
All right,
you,
brother.
Man.
See you. Thank you.
Later.
See you, man.
All
right, Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. He's probably looking over going, look at this pot licker. Look at this novice.
Like
look at that flat filler, man.
If you want to hunt fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Captain Mick, what y'all know good?
Oh, we're just hanging out, bud. Sitting around the campfire, having some coffee. Said, hey, man, the fishing trip was free, but that boat ride was $7.50.
That's exactly right. Fish is free, Bob.
That's good stuff, man.
I remember that Idasport. That boat would run, baby.
Hey, it'd peel your clothes off.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Pit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 521 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Go to the bottom. Live the dream. It's all good. This guy loves the southwest wind. He always catches them in the southwest wind. That's how you spell relief for him. Captain Plog, what is up?
What is up, buddy?
You tell me.
Hey, am I what I'm watching on the Golf Channel? Is that live?
Yeah, it's right going now? On. Yeah, that's going on over there right now.
Okay.
My
like
TV won't work
day.
In here this morning. I can't. I have no signal in here. So,
I got some dude 5 under. I just watching Ricky. He was 2 under. So what I'm watching, it's happening. It's going on right now.
Yeah, Skeeter texted me earlier. Said Jordan Spieth on it this morning too. So
he is. He's like, man, I want to say either 1 under, Mickey. I think 1 under.
Yeah,
they're all right there. That's that Karnowski place, right?
Karnowski, you bet.
Yeah. Okay, well,
Spieth 2 under after 4 holes, so.
Okay, 2 under then.
Yeah, after 4, you got Evan Ruin. He must be from South Africa or something with a name like
Some
that.
Some flag I didn't recognize.
Yeah, it's probably South Africa. He's 5 under after 17. Danny Willett, he's from, I think he's British. He's 4 under. So,
yeah.
It's
okay,
all
so
good. They just getting started. It's going to be 4 days of this.
Because you know at Poco it's going on. Well, it's not called the British Open anymore, just called the Open, right?
The Open Championships.
Yeah, why does everybody change?
I don't know, man. I like
People
tradition.
Are stupid.
I do too.
Oh man. Well I guess the last day that we did good, we caught them Monday. And I got real lucky. I just happened to put the hook in the right spot. We were like the only people that called.
Don't you love it when that happens?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I moved. That old bird dogger. This is the same bird dogger. He's got me before. Then he got me again. But I just went in there and went fishing this time. And I moved 2 or 3 times. I said, man, I'm going to go sit back on them fish. I know what's there. So I went back in there, and they're all gumballers. You know, put your quarter in and get you a 15.5-incher.
Hey, put it in the Playmate cooler and go to the house, man.
It's all Playmate, buddy. But I think we caught, we didn't catch 30. We caught 25. We blew enough fish to catch 30.
And then it's been downhill since then. See what happened? The tide is changing now. And in the mornings, it's dead or creeping out. And it gets so low at night. But the whole, now in the mornings, all this lower end, the water's clear. But there ain't nothing biting. And then next thing you know, the tide starts smoking. And everything's streaked up and muddy. You don't get no bites. And we've been getting a little lay down, I guess Tuesday. I had a little kids 2 days in a row, good kids. And then Tuesday, we didn't hardly catch nothing, man. About 10 o'clock, that wind dropped out almost to nothing. And right. I went and sat on a low pad, and we caught whatever we caught, Mickey. Might have had seven for out. But we caught a bunch of fish, and the kids got pulled on something.
Right.
And then yesterday, dude, there was no – it started out blowing. At 10 o'clock it was blowing, and it wasn't no lay down, wasn't no nothing. It just blew in white caps.
Boy, yesterday morning it went due west hard.
It went due west, and I promise it was blowing 15, 16, 17. But I had some little boys. I never took them. And the dad said, you know, we're not – good dude, man. Going to end up being a good customer. He said, man, you know, we're not going to make it past 10 o'clock. And I was sitting at the marina. I said, you know what? I had my bucket in the boat. I walked through the Smead. I bought me. I said, look, man, I need a core shrimp. Give me that little aerator. Give me some of them batteries right there.
What?
So I bought my shrimp, bought my aerators, all that thing. Dana, I come back down to Dot, and they said, what are you doing? I said, I just go fish with live shrimp. Not me. I said, I'm going to let the boys fish with shrimp because I got to quit at 10 o'clock. And I put that boat on top of them fish yesterday with them live shrimp. You could not get one back. You couldn't get one back. We caught whatever. All level. I mean, we had six. I think we had six keeper trout, but we probably caught 40.
We're a heck of a nursery bay right now.
Well, that's what.
Recruitment looks good. Outlook doesn't look bleak.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you one thing. That's not what I did. I did that yesterday. I had a good time.
Well, my hat's off to you for trying something different, you know.
Well, I saw what goes on. If you fish with them shrimp and you use them little, because, you know, I was free shrimping with a little split shot, and you use them little number 8 treble hooks, if you catch 40, I promise you just killed 20 of them. Period. Amen. End of story.
Yeah.
They're dead.
That's right.
It ain't like fishing with lures. I'm just telling you. Me and John was laughing about it. I wasn't laughing. I said, man, John, I promise you, I'm killing half everything we're catching.
Well, you know, I know some people that will take that shrimp and they're getting on these fish. They'll anchor up on them, and they'll catch 60 or 70 to get about 12 or 14 keepers.
Okay, well, if you got 12 or 14 and you caught 60 or 70, you just killed 30, period. I don't care. You can argue with me. I did it. I mean, you can't help from it.
Right.
And I did not like that aspect of it. So I told John, I said, well, this is a one-time shot, dude. We're going to take the boys, just, you know, and like Christmas break or Thanksgiving break, and they can cast. I got them lined up on the spinning rod. I said, we'll rip them on lures. I said, we wasn't going to rip them on lures yesterday. We wasn't going to catch nothing.
No, not in those conditions and all that.
And plus, you know, like Charlie said, really, the bite is about – now, Monday they bit early, just because I was sitting in them. But really, if you're going to get bit, you got to almost wait for that wind to die down. And right when the tide stops, they bite for a little while.
Right.
Because Dane and them stayed out there like 3 o'clock that day, got calm. It was dead slick. And they come in about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they still ain't caught nothing.
That's pitiful.
So it wasn't like it got dead slick and they went to hopping out of the water. They did not.
Yeah, Hillman said the same thing about the fish he's on and stuff.
When did I talk to him? I talked to him one day. I think he hit them reds out there one day, kind of saved him. But then they went away. I don't even mean, you know.
Oh, they could be at Lynchburg Crossing by now.
They probably are at Lynchburg right now.
You know how them bulls.
So we just kind of in a rut. Like this morning, it's blowing down here. I promise you, it's 15.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing right now. You're spot on, 15 miles an hour.
I looked at the 60 mile buoy because Cameron and them, they left Perdido Pass in Orange Beach Monday. They pulled in to Port O'Connor yesterday at 7 o'clock, They're getting the stuff ready, and they're fixed to leave again today at 5.
So boy, when they come out of there, they had to run through all that weather in the Gulf.
They got by it, Mickey.
Did they? They get around it?
He said their trip was awesome. He said they didn't even get bumpy till I think he said it was about, they were about 93 miles from POC, and it, you know, got 2.5 foot blowing pretty good.
Yeah.
But he said the trip was awesome. No problem. I think 528 miles.
Is that how far it is from Perdido to Port O'Connor?
Uh-huh.
That's just
so, one of the dudes called him and said, Tim, how you feel about Poco? He said, yeah, I always feel good. He said, well, let's dial him up, man. Get the ride ready. Let's go.
Dial him up, huh?
So they're going, man. Can't stop, won't stop.
Heck no.
But they got this Garmin that Scotty has, some kind of Garmin app thing that you turn on.
Yeah.
You pay a monthly fee. It's a Garmin. I got to check into it. Tim's going to get us one. But I tracked them always when they left Toledo. I see. I can tell when Scotty's sleeping. I called Cameron, called me on the sat phone one night. I said, hey, Scotty must be asleep. He said, how you know that? I said, because his elevation on his Garmin is like 1 foot. So he said, unless he shrink, he's got to be laying down.
He's laying down.
That's and it was just two of them. That's a trip I like to take three people. It was just him and Scotty.
Yeah, that's amazing technology these days, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. So I just get up in the morning, and I said, and then the other morning I look, and I said, uh-oh, they were running 31 miles an hour. So they put her on a step. It's just to burn a little fuel.
Man.
They got back. I think they still had 200 gallons of fuel left, so they did good.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hopefully they'll slab us a big one. But there ain't none of them. Actually, this is the only day I had open the whole month. Nobody wanted it, which they're pretty smart. And I think everybody else canceled their trips. I don't think none of us are going.
It, you know, you can only whip a dead horse for so long, you know?
Well, Mickey, where I'm fishing is the only thing that's staying clear. You can drive around this whole bay in the mornings when that tide runs, and I promise you it's a rolled up mud hole.
Oh, I know it. And everybody's just, you know, they're just beating their heads against a wall.
Yeah, I talked to Blaine, I guess, day before yesterday, and he said, man, to the whole year, he still ain't caught him back to back.
No.
It's, if it's calm, you know, you said that the key, even if it was calm, man, that tide gets so low at night. Now, it's starting to change a little bit. I think right now I could get them to bite. If the wind would calm down right now, if you had a regular calm day, I think I could catch them right now, because when tides are getting a little bit weaker, they're not so strong. But dadgum, I wasn't paying attention because I was shrimp fishing with them kids, dude. I was working. I needed a mate. And all of a sudden, I looked up and turned around and went, man, it's blowing. It's white capping. It's nasty.
Well,
so, but
he didn't see me come get some. I stayed out of it.
Oh, no, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. And I said, Monday I got real lucky. And I said, and when they bit, hey, yesterday, I tell you what's happening. Where these trout are at, these porpoise are getting all over. And I don't say one or two. There'll be bottlenose. And bottlenose,
porpoise, dolphin, you know, they call
whatever,
them all
kinds of
stuff.
Flippers are eating
everything, man.
Hey, so we're sitting there fishing, and we're throwing at them. I'm talking about a whole lot. They're right there by my boat. They're right there. And it's every cast. This was Monday. I mean, we're beating them up. And they had them trout right there next to my boat, and they wasn't going to let them go, and it didn't bother them trout none. We were whacking on them. They didn't run them off. They didn't do nothing. So yesterday, them flips got on them little trout I was on. I left. I told Dan, I said, man, I got them right here. I don't know if you can catch them on lures, but we'll catch them on shrimp or whatever. So I leave, and he comes over there. They hooked one bottlenose yesterday.
They hooked a porpoise?
Yeah, it said it lasted about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Three big jumps, and it was gone, no line. Have a nice day, see you.
Remember, Dana and Daryl and Tim Young and I were out of the pass, and Tim and I the night before went down to Crawley's and filled my live well up in my Hydrosport with live hardheads. We took a pair of cutting dykes, just cut the fins off so we could use them for tarpon bait. And we get out there, and we're out there close to where we'd been seeing a bunch of tarpon roll, and we'd seen a few roll, and we're set up, and there's a couple of shrimp boats, anchored up, and they're culled out, and there's porpoises everywhere. And we're cutting adrift, and we get one on. He jumps. Daryl hooks him up. He jumps off. Well, then Tim goes off. I said, oh, man, we got another one. Tim sets down on that fish, and that porpoise jumped about probably 15 feet in the air and let out a roar like a bull elk, and every porpoise that were around him, shrimp boats, followed that porpoise across a gulf, and he spooled Tim's 6-aught reel in about probably 20 seconds. It was the end of it. It didn't last long.
That's exactly what Dana said yesterday. He said this is the second one he's hooked. That was the first one, the one you're talking about
yeah.
right there.
Me and Dana and Daryl, we all looked at each other like, have you ever seen anything like that before? I'd never heard of anybody even hooking a porpoise, but a live hardhead fooled one.
Well, anything's tail that goes that way and not the other way,
you're not going to stop it. That's like hooking a sperm whale. You know, it just there's no turning it. But I don't care what you got in your hands.
You ain't got nothing big enough. We hooked one in an actual porpoise in Costa Rica. And Joe McKinney was fighting him. I told me and the captain kind of knew. I told the mate, wasn't Jose, whatever his name was. I said, dude, I'm telling y'all, you know, because we get in front of them porpoise schools, and you catch you a black marlin or a blue marlin in front of them porpoise schools, our big tuna. I said, I'm telling y'all, man, I think we got one of them porpoises hooked. Sure enough, that's what we had. That's what we had. They're a little smaller over there, though. They're not, I mean, they're big, but they ain't big like these. But Dana sure got him one.
Well,
but they didn't run them trout off. They sit right there eating on them.
No, they'll just ball them up. You know, they'll push them up.
That's exactly.
I mean, how many times we've been waiting and they'll come in out deep and all of a sudden we'll go to catching trout. They'll shove them right in our lap, you know.
Push them right in our lap. That's exactly right. So, but overall, dude, it's just, it's been pretty tough.
Hey, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is
you
go.
You can't change your weather, bro.
You can't change it. You can't change the bite. You just got to roll with it. And if you don't want to roll with it, stay at home like I did this week.
Hey, I got that picture. You need to stay off that west side over there, man.
Hey, I went over there to get my old picture taken with Hoyland because, Steve got his picture taken with him, and I showed up, and nobody was there. It was just Hillman and Pat was there, and that's about it. We had the whole place.
If it wouldn't have been so late, I'd have come over and met y'all.
I know. Well, I ended up picking up some shrimp going home with some good food from there and made everybody happy at my house, I can tell you that.
Well, I tell you what, if I'd have showed up over there, we'd still be there.
We probably wouldn't have made it home. That's a fact, Jack.
We'd still be
there. All right, James, I got to roll. It's break time in the city. Throw them out a number, bud.
All right, bro. 409-935-7242. I'm going to go pay attention to this open.
Go pay attention? All right, man.
Yeah.
Right, later.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:41 in the Bayou City on this Thursday morning. All right, let's head up to the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn. Another area, Broadus, Texas, all that area up there. I've got heat warnings on my phone. All right. Will Kirkpatrick, good morning, sir.
Well, your phone is actually right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It's going to be the hottest part of the whole year, they say. We're supposed to get up above 100, I guess, this weekend. And I've got a trip next Wednesday, and I don't know about whether they're going to want to go or not. When it gets this hot and stays this hot, you know, the fish don't like it. We don't like it. It's all part of fishing, though.
Yeah. Yes, it is. You know, and as hot as it's been this summer, there's actually been a lot of big bass caught here in the last couple of weeks. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
They've caught some, you know, 9 and 10 pound bass in the last couple of weeks. Several lakes.
Well, the first 10 pound bass I ever caught was in July.
Really?
It was down in Florida. Still in July. But it's just not much fun when it gets this hot.
No, you're right.
The only thing going is the fact the bugs haven't been bad. you know, what you really need is when it gets up in the mid to upper 90s and you're out there sweating and then the gnats get started.
Oh, boy.
You know, they're in your ears and up your nose. Anybody listening to this is thinking, my God, why do people fish? Because it's not like that all the time.
No, it's not, but you catch it that way sometimes, and it is
right. But the lakes, it's still, it's not, we're not seeing, you know, you're getting a lot of evaporation, but we're not getting anything back in the lake. But it's not even 3 foot below pool. And that's pretty unusual for this time of year on Rayburn. The hydrilla is loving it. You know, that people, I guess about 3 years ago, were really complaining about no hydrilla. You know, we started the rumors again that they were spraying, and I guarantee you that Parks and Wildlife is not going to spend money to spray. You know, I talked to a guy from the LMDA the other day, and he said the Parks and Wildlife had been pretty considerate about providing the money for fighting the giant Sylvania. I said, well, Scott, what you got to remember, it ain't their money. You know, they got $9 million a year coming in that was supposed to stop 5 years ago. Yeah, he said, well, I never thought about that. But, they give away money at their big annual award thing. And I asked one of the commissioners one time, I said, you know, y'all get all these attaboys and thank yous for giving away our money. And he didn't have anything to answer to it. So,
hey, that's the best kind of money to spend, Will, is somebody else's money.
Yeah, well,
that's the way to go there, buddy.
Vicky put the stop to that over 40 years ago. But they, you know, the lake's in good shape. Like I said, if you like to fish hydrilla, we got hydrilla. And with the lake not going down that much, it just keeps on building. We were in Beach Basin and back in Rocky Creek and Drake Creek back there. You can't get back past maybe a third of the front part of the creek. The hydrilla is just so thick. You get right back in there, the wind changes, you're going to have quite a time getting back out again. It's pretty unusual to get blocked in by vegetation, but you can do it. You know, you can't run a motor through solid hydrilla.
No.
You're going to end up burning it up is what you're going to do. And there's not many people carry paddles around in their boat, so you know, you don't have any option. If the wind changes, you got to crank up that big motor. Thing is, you're going to have to stop about every 20 or 30 foot and reverse your engine, put it in reverse, and flush that hydrilla off, or you're going to have a problem. But topwaters are working the first up until about 7 o'clock, and then after that, it just, you know, we haven't had any cloud cover, and we're not supposed to get any. You know, like we're talking about all this dirt we were going to get from Africa, but we haven't got it up here.
Well, we got it down here. We got plenty of it, man. It was hazing the air like crazy.
Yeah, we haven't got any up here. I thought it was supposed to be basically the whole state. And it's not, we've had this before.
Well, we ended up getting too much west in the wind, and it didn't blow it up your way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get any of your money.
Well, you didn't want any of that mess in your
But the lake's in good shape. You know, it's 7 o'clock. You got top waters. We've had a west wind, so you can't get out that easy on the big lake. But you still got Five Fingers, and you've got all that up. You got Miller Creek, you got Pigeon Roost, Powell Cove, all those you can fish with that west wind. It's just, the thing is, they all open to the east, which means you're going to get that sunlight earlier. If you can get out there, if you get a east wind or, you know, a southeast or northeast, then you can get out on the big lake and fish those coves, and it'll keep you in in shade for another 30, 45 minutes, but with that west wind, why, it's just, it don't work. And after the sun comes up, it hadn't been anything but worms, and that's been slow. So, you know, it's summertime in East Texas, and our prevailing winds are the southeast, but we haven't had them for the last week or so. It's been that west and southwest wind.
That's what we've had here. It's,
but luckily we got yum dingers.
Yum dingers.
You know, and any other pencil. They're not the only ones. It's just what I use. But they got a couple new baits. I haven't had time to fish them yet. But they've got like that chatterbait we talked at last week. That thing really looks, I've never seen one, a bait exactly like it. It's got a lead head, but it's got a cutout in it, and then it's got a pin that goes through there, and that's what your blade hooks on, and supposedly it keeps the bait from coming up to the top. In the regular blade baits, chatterbait type lures, they when you crank them, if you crank them very fast, they'll come up to the top, but according to what Info Pradco sent me on these, it doesn't work with these, so we'll see. That gives you a lot, that blade gives you a lot of vibration. We've caught a lot of fish over the last few years. So, who knows? It gives you something new to play with, Mickey.
Yeah, it does. You got me hooked on those yum dingers. I love them. Good worm, man.
Okay.
But they like them.
Go ahead.
No, I said they like them. Fish love them.
Well, they had, I talked to a lady that I work with on the pro staff, and she said that every place in this part of the country, that watermelon seed with a pearl belly has really been doing good. She said, we sell more of those than any other single color. And we started fishing those the first year they come out. And it's been, anything with green is good, but that green and pearl. And if you look at a bass, they're green and pearl.
Yeah, they
are. They eat a lot of each other. And we got a lot of little bass. There's a lot of bass, 8, 10, 12, 14 inches long on Rayburn. People are complaining about, you know, you're catching so many little fish. And I said, you know, just be thankful you're catching little fish. If you don't catch any little fish, then some point in time it's going to get really tough fishing. But we had actually had two big years where it got up. See, one year was 6.5 foot above pool, and the other year was 10 foot above pool, and it stayed like that. So, but back into it, the buck brush the whole summer. So, you know, you got a huge carryover.
Yeah.
And I like catching little fish. You know, they jump. You get a big fish, yeah, they pull hard, but they don't do much jumping. You get a little pound and a half, 2 pound fish, that thing's love to come out of the water 5 or 6 times.
Well.
But it's quiet. I hope it don't get, you know, they're predicting 3 to 5 days of up over 100 degrees. And that's just not, you got to be back in by, you know, I imagine by 10 o'clock you're going to have all you wanted if it's going to get up into, and that's actual temperatures over 100. They're talking about yesterday in Dallas, the actual temperature was like 103 to 105.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we don't live in Saudi Arabia.
No, but that's what it's felt like in all over the state. You know, it's, I think they're 680 acres burn up in the hill country yesterday, you know, because they're pretty dry. They didn't get a lot of that rain we were getting this year. And
well, our grass is, my neighbor came up yesterday. We were talking about them. I just mowed grass last week, and it was like mowing grass in May. It wasn't like July.
Right.
So, but that can cease. All you need is 5 or 6 days of 100, and I guarantee you that green grass will turn brown.
It'll start wilting and get crispy real quick.
Yeah, and that means fire. So, you know, we haven't had a bunch of fires up here because it's been so wet. But in the summertime, when it gets really hot and dries out, our volunteer fire department gets a workout.
Yeah, they do. A lot of them do, man. And that's just got to watch what you do this time of year. What gets me is these people that'll pull a vehicle off the side of the road and park it on grass with a hot catalytic converter and exhaust system and wonder
why. They say those get up above, what, 2,000 degrees?
Oh, yeah. Start a forest fire like that.
Well, we get the guy, not next door, but on down from him twice last summer, and it was, you know, it was pretty hot last summer, but twice they had fire started back there. They had stuff burning, and they left, went home on the weekend.
Can't do that.
That second one, I understand our fire department says, you know, you're going to get to pay for the next one.
That's right, Smokey the Bear. Get him every time. All right, Will, well, you still got any units left, any Lorenz units?
I got
units?
One.
You got one
it.
Left? What is that? What size is it?
It's a HDS-9. It's okay. One of those carbons, and I've got the side scan unit that you can put with it. So.
Okay, well, cool. All right. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about that or want to come up and go fishing with you on Rayburn, how they get a hold of you?
I don't want to come up and go to steam bath.
Well,
409-584-3177. I just suggest waiting until after this 100 degrees over with. It ain't going to last forever.
No. We'll
and, you know, 95 is better than 100.
Yeah, it is.
You're still only going to do a half day, but it's better than 100.
I like 60 in the morning.
I will talk with you.
All right, buddy. See you, Will.
Thanks,
take
Mickey.
Care. All right, later.
Bye.
All right, that's all the time we have. We'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.